Once you're past Kelson's Field, you'll come to Bath Spa Loxbrook campus on your right. This was once a Herman Miller furniture factory before it was bought by the university. Loxbrook is a largely residential area with some industrial sites. If you fancy a detour and stop for a refreshment, you can find the Loxbrook Inn further down the river path. John, Vina, Fred and Lynn share their memories of the area.
Yeah, it's a place that used to get flooded quite a bit. Also, the bridge that goes over Utorver and Liddles. We used to have a couple of brave lads used to get up on the very top and dive into the river. But and he survived it. Along Loxbrook Road, there used to be a Rag and Bone Man. They used to have the old Tub and Nissen huts there. I forget what was that, actually, on the riverside of the bank, construction-wise. There used to be a lot of houses there, cottages that used to get flooded out.
We used to live in Loxbrook Road and go from the shortcut to my auntie's house in Oldfield Park. There was a bridge. Then over the years, nobody could go by car on that bridge. We never walked that way, so I don't know what happened. When we got married, my husband bought the property. It was a terraced house. There was a factory there, food factory as well. I think it burnt out once. I don't know what was the reason. And there was another place where you used to make bras. There was a factory there. And I gave my first interview there to work there, but I couldn't get the job.
One time my son worked for a farmer and he bought two milk rounds off him. And he asked me to go in with him and I delivered milk in Loxbrook Road. And that went right down to the Upper Bristol Road, straight houses most of the way. There was a couple of yards. One yard had a lot of mobile vehicles in there that they used to hire out. Otherwise, they're mostly houses. Oh, there was a pub along there called the Dolphin. We did use it once for one of our November family get-togethers.
Now, I used to go to the Dolphin pub occasionally. We just went with my husband and friends, and sometimes there was live music, but the food was good there. It's now called the Loxbrook Inn. So I still go there occasionally.
Cross the footbridge, go through the car park and turn left to cross the road at the pedestrian crossing. Then go down Jews Lane, under the bridge and continue up Lansdowne View towards the Hollow.